I particularly am fascinated with your thoughts of alien life.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that. What do you say?
Well, for one thing, I can't believe that people do not believe that they haven't been all around us, you know, forever. And I don't think they're little green men, because, for God's sake, if they were little green men or those funny gray things with eyes, then we'd pick them out in a crowd. I love John Keel's book, you know.
Mothman?
Yes, yeah. Mothman.
Prophecies, yeah.
Yeah. In which he says some are tall, some are short, some are shuffled. You know, I don't want to, you know, this sounds very strange, but I was myself privy to and I don't really speak about this much because, you know, I'm already kind of, you know, in the gray area of loony bin time, but I have actually had two encounters.
Tell me about that. I mean, you've opened up the door now on this one.
I know. I had one in Death Valley, and thank God I had seven witnesses with me. And thank God I had my guide with me, because it wasn't the most, and very few things frighten me. I mean, I go into haunted houses and everything, and I said, and you know, as I was watching, my guide was talking to me, and she said, "Now watch the stars disappear." And when I was looking up, it wasn't. I said, "What is that?" She said, "They have a cloaking device, so what you're looking at is the actual mothership." And as it began to spark down, then you could actually see the silhouettes of these very tall entities approaching us.
Did that scare you, or were you more in awe?
No, you know, I approached them. I don't know what was wrong with me. And I didn't get anything except telepathic. I mean, I could tell you honestly, there were no words spoken to me. The only words that came is, "We're here to observe and help." And that's the only words that they gave me. Now, the five other people with me who weren't psychic also experienced the same thing. And when we were in this van that we'd taken out there, we were all convinced we were on a tremendous incline. I don't know why we had such vertigo. When we got back in the van after the episode ended, we were flat. You know, Death Valley is flat.
Oh, yeah.
Why it seemed to be topsy-turvy, I don't know. Maybe it was the whole atmosphere around us, but that was quite interesting, that we felt like, oh my God, the van was so tipped.
You were all in the van when this happened?
Yeah, and then we got out of the van.
Okay. I was going to say, is it possible the van got beamed aboard something?
No, I never felt that I was taken aboard. And then one time I was in a restaurant lounge, and this male approached my sister and a co-worker, teacher, because I used to be a teacher for many years.
Yeah.
And sat down with us and began to talk to us. And I thought, oh, you know, here we go with another Looney Tune. But this was many years ago, and I began to look at his hair, and his hair looked like doll hair. And he was looking up at the TV, and baseball was on, and he said, "What's that?" And then he tried to drink his Jell-O. So I tried to track him after that, and there was no such a person. So... And he kind of shuffled when he walked. He was a very nice-looking male, but thank God I did have a guy that said, "No, he's actually from Andromeda."
Who told you that?
My spirit guide.
That he was from Andromeda?
Uh-huh.
When the spirit guide talks to you,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, do they pull your leg once in a while, or are they dead serious?
Oh, they're dead serious.